Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. It's Thursday, the 14th of March, 2024, and you're listening to the Market Comment podcast by Harlombos Bisuros. I'm Maria Bachardadis. Thanks for joining us at XM.com. The U.S. dollar traded lower against most of its major peers yesterday, gaining some ground only against the Swiss franc and staying virtually unchanged against the Japanese yen. Today, the greenback is trading slightly higher or unchanged. It seems that dollar traders adopted cautious strategies once again, awaiting the U.S. PPI and retail sales data that could shed more light on how the Fed could move forward with monetary policy. On Tuesday, the CPI numbers revealed that inflation was stickier than expected in February, which prompted some market participants to scale back bets regarding a June rate cut. According to Fed Fund futures, from nearly fully pricing in a quarter-point cut in June, investors are now assigning a nearly 75% chance for such a move, with the total number of basis points worth of rate reduction by the end of the year falling to 79, almost matching the Fed's own projections of 75 basis points. If today's PPI figures corroborate the notion that inflation in the U.S. is proving to be stickier than previously expected, and should retail sales rebound notably, as the forecasts suggest, then a June cut may become less likely in the eyes of investors, and thus the U.S. dollar and Treasury yields may rise somewhat. However, even if today's numbers surprise to the upside, the dollar is unlikely to enter a long-lasting uptrend, as the market is already in agreement with the Fed. For that to happen, the Fed may need to revise its dot plot higher when it meets next week. The Japanese yen is on the back foot again today as the probability for the Bank of Japan to exit negative interest rates next week continued falling to around 40%. Last week, reports that Japanese policymakers may indeed decide to press the hike button as early as at the March gathering added fuel to the yen's engines, taking the probability for such an action to around 50%. However, on Tuesday, Governor Ueda poured some cold water on such expectations, saying that although the economy is recovering, it is still showing signs of weakness. All these developments make next week's decision very important, but ahead of the gathering, traders may pay attention to the initial estimates of the spring wage negotiations on Friday, as the results may prove crucial for the Bank of Japan's policy assessment. Speculation for another round of strong pay hikes intensified last week after Japan's largest industrial labor group said that 25 of its member unions have already seen their wage demands being met in full. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones recorded some gains, but both the S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq slid as investors took some profits ahead of today's data and next week's FOMC decision. A semiconductors index pulled back 2.5%, with shares of NVIDIA easing 1.1%, suggesting that AI-related stocks remain the main driver on Wall Street. Intel stock fell 4.4% following reports that the Pentagon had withdrawn a planned $2.5 billion chip grant for the company. Such high-growth tech firms are usually valued by discounting expected cash flows for the quarters and years ahead. And thus, anything suggesting that interest rates are likely to stay elevated for a longer period than currently anticipated may encourage some more selling. That said, apart from data and events related to interest rates, investors may pay close attention to NVIDIA's global GTC developer conference on AI from March 18th to the 21st. Should they stay confident that there are more future growth opportunities to be priced into the market, any interest rate-related retreats are likely to stay limited and short-lived. Gold rebounded yesterday, boosted by a weaker dollar. If today's data adds to speculation that the Fed could wait a bit longer before lowering interest rates, the precious metal could pull back. However, such a setback may be treated as a corrective phase, as geopolitical tensions are keeping safe haven demand for the metal intact. Thanks for listening. This is today's Market Comment here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.